Hey everybody, Forced Comic News is brought to you by Patreon. Patreon.com/Fortress of Comic News. If you enjoy our content, you like what we're doing here, you like the growth that we're making, and love the future that we have coming, go over to Patreon.com/Fortress of Comic News. Throw us a buck or two. You'll get into our Slack channel. You get into the basically Insiders Club. I'm there all the time. I'll let you know what's going on, what the future of Fortress Comic News is, where we're heading, what's coming up, anything. And if you have any questions whatsoever, I try to answer as many as I can, if not all. So if you have an extra buck or two, throw it over there. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody, it's time for comics. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fortress of Comic News, episode 58. I am your host, Chris. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And what? This. Oh, my God. Yeah, I heard that.
This is Mike.
My brain was like, whatever you just said, we're not processing that because it was stupid. That's what my brain just did. Chris and I have officially... Made a wager for the Super Bowl bet.
Yes, let's jump right into that.
Yeah, so instead of the comic for a whole year, there's for the whole year we're gonna have a list of movies coming out, and what we have to pick the other movie that the person has to see, no matter what movie it is, and like you got to text them, and there's no warning of what it's gonna be. You just have to text them like opening week and. And they have to go see it within that month or something. And I think that's better because there's so much suspense. Like if you're looking at the calendar, like for shitty movies coming out.
Yeah.
and then you're like, oh God, I hope I don't get a text this Friday. I really hope I don't get a text.
And then, everyone here will know what it is because they will have to come onto the show and review said movie.
Yeah. It's not just watch. It's like watch it closely. And, there's like, I mean, there's some great blockbusters coming out, like Pitch Perfect 3, and what was the one? Mamma Mia 2.
Mamma Mia 2. I mean, what is this year?
It's already lined up. Like, I better buy my tickets early because wow, it might sell out.
So anyone that doesn't know, Mike, we did this last year, and I ended up having to read My Little Pony all year. Thank God that's over.
Yeah, and, he doesn't read it for fun.
Yeah, and this year the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl and they're facing my favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles. So we felt like we had to do it again. This is probably gonna be a yearly thing.
Yeah,
but we had to do it again, especially considering who's in the Super Bowl this year. And we did it a little early because the next episode will not drop until after the Super Bowl. So.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Next week's the Super Bowl.
It indeed is.
I can't believe it's already here.
I originally had a special guest planned for next week, and then I messaged him back and was like, hey, when I scheduled us to be on, it's during the Super Bowl. Do you mind pushing it a week? And he goes, yeah, I was just about to message you and say the same thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, I guess. I don't know. Kind of. I think it's kind of not mainstream anymore. Who watches sports? Anyways, okay, let's get into the show.
Yes.
I have been catching up on shows. I did watch Black Lightning. Did you watch Black Lightning yet?
I actually have to say that I have watched nothing this week. Wow. My week has been a little off because of the changes with work and... I've been doing nothing but trying to finish the comic script I've been writing and watching comedians in cars getting coffee.
So, nice. I saw that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that. So I watched Black Lightning with the lowest expectations. Because, like, I think I told everybody this, that I didn't like the first trailer. I thought it was pretty bad.
I don't think either of us did.
Yeah. the show was great. For a pilot, it might have been one of the, I don't know, it might have been one of the cool, well, The Flash is pretty good, but it might have been like one of the best superhero pilots for DC so far. It takes place like he's already been Black Lightning, like he already, almost kind of like, well, it's like it's a modern day, but he's kind of retired now and he's a principal, so he wants to like save the, he wants to save the town through that way. He wants to like make people, make kids have better lives and put them on the right path rather than beating up criminals and setting that example. So he really tries not to be Black Lightning anymore. But of course, it's the pilot episode titled Black Lightning, so there's a reason that he comes back. There's a main villain. He has two daughters. The main character does, Black Lightning. And he has like a, his ex-wife who left him for being Black Lightning, like she couldn't handle being with him. So he's trying to like get her back and be on the straight path. But it's pretty cool. I mean, it's great because there's no white actors, so it's great that we have like a full DC show that's not like, oh man, every hero's white, like except for like Mr. Terrific. So this is great. I'm glad that people have that and they can connect with that, kind of like Luke Cage did.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was great. I'm on. I dropped Legends of Tomorrow and I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I want to get back in the swing of it, but I just got to get used to my new schedule now. You know how it is when your schedule changes on you.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. I did watch Flash. Flash was good. Goldberg made an appearance this week, which is... Yeah, it was great.
Important question. How many people did he suplex?
Too many to count. He gets in a fight in the prison. He kind of like helps out Barry, but the trickster comes back, and so like Flash is gone. So Elongated Man has to take over for him. He finally gets his name and he gets his costume, which is pretty cool. He was like, the way they did it was actually kind of clever because like Elongated Man is such a bad name that they're like, they kept interviewing Ralph Dibny after he was like saved the day, and he finally was like, she said like the stretchy man. He's like, no, I'm elongated man. Like he didn't mean it like elongated man, but that's how the news took it. So, yeah, it was pretty good. The suit wasn't like dark purple and black though. Like the comic book, I was kind of upset.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so let's see. What else did I watch? Oh, Supergirl. Supergirl's really good. All the women of the universe. There's a couple of villains like Livewire and Psy that they teamed up with because they had to go to this planet where the star is poisonous to Y chromosomes, so men weren't allowed to go on the mission. It was pretty. It's pretty interesting concept. I like how they did that. I like the villain this. This season, Rain is her name with the mask, and she's like a Kryptonian, but she doesn't know when she turns evil. It kind of takes over her body. That's great. And the Legion of Superheroes is sticking around, so Brainiac 5 is like hanging out with Wynn, which is a cool interaction. I think he's one of the coolest characters, Brainiac 5. That guy plays that part really well. Yeah, and I think that was it for CW. I'm catching up on Happy. Happy's still really good. I'm two episodes behind on that. It keeps getting more and more ridiculous. Like every episode is just over the top.
I feel like I should get back into that before getting to anything else.
Yeah, again. There's an episode that's, it reminded me of like Big Trouble in Little China because they go to like Little China and
sold.
he has like a fight scene with the like Yakuza guys. It's great. It's and like Happy had taken Mandarin with Haley, so like. He's trying to translate for him for Nick, and he's like butchering the Chinese so bad. It's awesome. Yeah, that show is just it's amazing. Movies. I finally watched Thor. It was pretty good. It was definitely my favorite of the three, I think.
Yeah, there's not much competition there.
Yeah, I know, but they're really Yeah, it was good. It was the ending credit scenes are pretty cool. Like Thanos, that's Thanos' ship that shows up, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and that was pretty cool. And he must have taken the Tesseract. Loki must have taken the Tesseract, right? Because they show him like in the vault, like. We're looking at it.
Yeah, and I think I had originally said that I thought it was the Guardian ship, but I found out later it is Thanos' ship. But yeah, Loki has the Tesseract, and that's got to be the reason that Thanos is creeping up on him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it was pretty good. So let's talk movie news. We got a first look at Captain Marvel this week.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
So I saw a lot of people online like not happy about it.
Yeah, the costume looks like it looks like the budget of like CW style.
Yeah, and I there's two theories I have to it. One is that it's a very early version of the suit, and like this is the one that the government gives her as like a test or something. That or the editor in me was noticing like where it's supposed to be red, it's green.
Oh, it could
possibly just be that they're going to CGI parts of the suit.
Like the joints in it or stuff.
Yeah, and on the different parts, they could be kind of like trying to do something cool with it. So, it didn't look awful, but I mean, it looked like a still shot of a suit that is built to be seen in movement.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as bad as, you know, what they showed with the Ant-Man the Wasp suit. Did you see the Wasp suit?
Yeah, I did.
Where she literally has an upside down penis on her chest.
Does she? Oh, I didn't see this. Hold on.
Yeah, it's pretty blatant. Like, I looked at it, and at first someone posted like there's something wrong with the suit, and I looked at it and I was like, oh my god.
Yep, it is an upside down penis. Holy crap. Oh my god. How did this happen? How does this make post? What the hell is wrong with people? Oh like, my god.
Somebody had to notice. Somebody did.
There's no way that got approved. Oh my god. What is this supposed to, it's not even like it's not even a W for Wasp. It's just a penis. Oh my god. Well, yep, she's going to have to live with that for the rest of her life.
Yep.
Wow. I have no words. I did not even... I saw that, and I was wondering where you're going with this, because I thought the suit looked okay.
That was... My initial reaction was like, oh, it looks pretty good. Yeah. And then like, somebody pointed it out to me. He was like, dude, there's a giant dick on that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they literally just took their phone and flipped it over. And I was like, oh my god, it's a big ass dick.
They were like, no! Holy crap. Yeah, so if anybody wants to see that, just type in Wasp suit and it pops up in Google because it was just released. Man, that's all I'm going to see now when I watch that movie. Holy crap.
I'll fix it in post.
Oh my god. Hey, it's almost the end of January already. We got Black Panther coming out next month.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I know. Are you going to see it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go too, I think. It looks badass.
Yeah, at this point, it's if it's a Marvel movie, I'm in. I'm still kind of at that point with DC, but they're slowly losing their my trust. Yeah.
I'm almost... Oh, speaking of that, we're talking movies right now. Every year for the... I think it's the Academy Awards, or they do this... Variety releases their like hour long directors roundtable that they do once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was like Angelina Jolie. She had directed a movie. The guy who directed Blade Runner, the girl who directed Lady Bird, Patty Jenkins, who did Wonder Woman, Guillermo del Toro. It was a really good roundtable, and they were like talking about. It's interesting if anybody's into movies and like directing. It's Guillermo del Toro is so much fun to listen to. He's got like the best stories. I was actually going to watch his new movie Shape of Water tonight, but he just had some like really funny stories, and They were like given this question of like how if you're stuck on an island and or you were stranded on a ship and you only had one movie you could take with you, what movie? And like everybody had all these meaningful answers of like, oh, I would take Casablanca or Singing in the Rain, and all these like 1950s really, really staple movies for the for staples of cinema that hadn't been done before. And then he said, I would take The Road Warrior. I was like, hell yes, he would. I was like, I think that would be my pick too.
So on that, then, on that similar topic, it's been going around a lot recently that, you know, every year when the Oscars come out, we're the biggest Oscar snubs. And all I'm seeing everyone talk about is, why didn't Wonder Woman get nominated for something?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think, listen, I don't know enough about movies to call myself a critic. I think I'm very biased by the content of the movie, but by the excitement that that movie gave, not just comic book fans, but people who don't normally go to those movies. I don't know. I think it deserves something. I mean, it was like, it was good. But I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know how they feel about that. Like, it's not original. I mean, obviously Wonder Woman's been around for years. I don't know what type of criteria they have when judging movies, but
like Logan got best adapted script because it's adapted from a comic book.
Yeah, and I feel like
there's categories like that.
It at least should have been like a nomination. I mean, come on, a nomination for like cinematography or something. I think that.
I really think, because a lot of people are throwing out there like, oh, it should have been nominated for Best Movie and blah, blah, blah. I really think it should have gotten like a throwaway nomination, like, you know, Best Special Effects or something, you know, what comic book movies always get.
Yeah.
But, and I'll take the hate, but I'm sorry, people, this movie isn't the best comic book movie ever made, let alone deserving of like Best Picture in the Oscars. So I didn't get the hate going around. I was like, yeah, it should have gotten maybe adapted screenplay or special effects or something, but don't stand there and tell me Gal Gadot deserves best actress or this movie deserves best movie of the year. Like,
I don't know. I just think all that stuff is so subjective because, like, again, you talk about like Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know what to think because, like, almost every movie that gets nominated for Best Picture, I fall asleep trying to watch. So I don't know. That's not the criteria, I guess, is what they judge everything. If I had my way, my movie of the year they'd all be like, we did it. We did our movies of the year, and a lot of them were comic book related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really pay attention to those things. It's like, I'm really more worried about the earnings because that's what actually reflects on whether we're going to get another movie or not.
Yeah. And I'm very critic-y about stuff, and I know that I can see the difference between what my favorite movie was and what the best movie was. Yeah. And that's always the kind of the what I feel. Because if it was my favorite movie for Oscar, yeah, like Captain America would have 3 Oscars. Yeah, exactly. You know, and Star Wars would have 1 million Oscars. So
yeah, the whole Oscars would just be Star Wars movies.
Yeah, so I just feel like people got to take their emotions out of it and really look at it and be like, listen, it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it, but do you put it on the echelon of best of all time? I personally wouldn't, but
I think it was just all the hype and stuff behind it that was like, we got to keep this train rolling. And they're like, no, it's dead. And yeah. Okay. So, we're into comic book news. Colin Bunn announced a new creator-owned book, The Brothers Dracul.
Yeah. Did you
see
this?
So if I had to guess, no, I haven't looked it up yet. If I had to guess, it would be vampires.
It is a prequel story of Dracula and his brother before he becomes Dracula.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. What are you gonna be reading this, right?
Oh yeah, it's Colin Bunn doing horror, and it's Aftershock Comics, who's had a great run so far with all their independent books. So 100% I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, he is pretty great. And it's kind of died down. There used to be like too much vampire books coming out, like too many.
Mm-hmm.
There's like American Vampire, then they had well, not a vampire, but werewolves too, and I don't know. There's so many of those books out. It was like, how do you read one of them and just be like, this is my vampire book I'm reading?
Yeah. For the longest time, it was American Vampire by Scott Snyder, because that book was just fantastic. But for me, it's just, it's Cullen Bunn. I'm going to try it out. I don't really care what the premise is. So.
They released the cover for the new Sonic the Hedgehog series.
Hell yeah, they did.
So what's significant about it?
So we reported, I think it was last year, you know, we broke the news that Archie Comics lost the rights to do Sonic the Hedgehog comics, and now IDW is taking over. So this is the first we've seen of any of their Sonic the Hedgehog stuff.
Yeah.
And it's in the next preview. So when you go to your comic shop this Wednesday, you can grab your previews and it'll be in there. So the significance is it's the first we've heard about it. And other than the fact that we know that Ian Flynn is writing it, and he was the one writing it at Archie as well. Mm-hmm. So this is more hype for me. I love it's like a guilty pleasure, the Sonic the Hedgehog books, but I can't wait to see what IDW does with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of fans waiting for it to come out. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since they've had a book. I wonder how they used to do those crossovers with like Mega Man and stuff. Now they can't do any of that.
Yeah, but now they can do ROM and Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's going to be weird to have like Sonic the Hedgehog. It makes sense for TMNT, right? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog and the Turtles? Dude.
And to my knowledge, Archie lost Mega Man as well. I think they lost, like, all of that stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not like the Hedgehog and Ninja Turtles. That's like, how do you just take all the money? You take that idea and run with it.
And our boy Ryan will write it.
Yeah, exactly. He would. Give him the job. Doomsday Clock, surprise, surprise, is delayed and moved to a bi-monthly book. I wonder why. Jeez, because maybe Jeff Johns is writing it and he's a very busy person. Or Gary Frank drawing it. I don't know. That could be that could be it too.
I don't know. So this really sucks.
Yeah. Because this issue this week, it just got really good.
Yeah. Like it
like
picked
just
up.
It was the oh shit moment, and then it was like, just kidding. See you in 2 months.
So it's 100% gotta be Gary Frank, because he can never release a book on time.
Yep.
And there's also my like feeling there is that somehow this was tying into whatever they were doing with Brian Michael Bendis and the changes that are happening at DC this year. And maybe they needed to, I don't know. That might be me just making excuses for DC, but I just have a feeling I'm probably wrong. Most likely it's just Gary Frank takes forever to draw his books.
Well, that's why they had him, the last time they did a book with him was Earth One, and they had him do, they did it in a trade form.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's only because he's so detailed with his art. And another delay, The Immortal Men by James Tynion IV and Jim Lee gets pushed back 4 months.
Yeah, I don't know why this is. This confuses me.
Tynion writes a lot. Jim Lee is just a busy guy, I think. He hasn't been on like an ongoing in a while.
Well, see, I've been confused because they're releasing Silencer this week. They released Damage a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And those were all from the pages of Metal. And Metal hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, I know.
So I thought they're all going to be delayed to fit with the schedule of Metal, but two of them came out, so I don't know what this is. it could possibly just be another them trying to get things to line up properly. Who knows?
Yeah, we still have like three more issues of Metal to read, I think.
I think we just have two.
Oh, just two more? Yeah. And yeah, that's why it's like really confusing. I think they messed up with the timing here. And now we get announced that Snyder and Tynion are writing a four-part Justice League book.
Yeah. Weekly Justice League book at that.
So it's going to be 1 month. They're doing a weekly Justice League story. And then after that, there's not going to be a Justice League ongoing.
Yes, there are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Snyder's taking it over.
Oh. He's taking over the main book?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought he was just doing the miniseries.
They said that Snyder's taking over the main book and Tynion's going to take over another ancillary Justice League book. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
But, yeah, all I care about is that Scott Snyder's doing a Justice League book.
They're giving him, like, Justice League International or something. Justice League Canada. Dude, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna start reading Justice League again. It's about damn time, dude.
Well, we had talked about, I think it wasn't when Bendis announced he was going to DC, we had talked about how Justice League just hasn't had a writer that excited us.
Yeah.
And finally they got one.
Yeah, and like, and if you just went over all the DC subreddit is like, every week is like the pull list, and they're like, Justice League still sucks. I wish we had a Justice League. Like, oh man, nobody's reading Justice League, but yeah, so this is great. They must have seen it in their numbers too. They're like, we need to save this book.
Yeah,
we do.
Well, I still don't get why it didn't happen back when the movie was coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're coming off the movie, and it's like, oh, let's go read. Oh, this book sucks.
Yeah. Oh, this is not a good book. I wonder if Capullo is going to do the art.
Yeah, they did announce an artist.
They said that him and Snyder would team up again. I don't know if this was for like the Metal or if it was going to be for this. Because he has drawn the Justice League before. I mean, there's that whole run in their Batman when he was like, he had the Bat like Buster costume on and was fighting them. So we know Capullo can draw the Justice League. Man, I'm excited for that.
That's definitely going on my pull list. Book right there.
Yep. Hell yeah. Yeah, so that's exciting stuff, man. Also, it's not on the notes, but I read this article and then you sent me the picture from Tom King's Instagram that he had with Booster Gold and the Batman, the two animated series figures.
Yeah.
Booster Gold, I read this in the previews. I think it's like, I don't know, it's one of the Batman issues that's pretty high up there, like 42. I think we're only on like 39 or 40 now. But there's a team up with Booster Gold and Batman written by Tom King. Man. Wow.
Tom King.
Someone out there loves me, I swear.
Tom King, if you don't follow him on Twitter, is so much fun to follow because every once in a while, he'll be like, I'm writing, and it'll be a picture of animated series figures. Like, he did one with Mr. Miracle the other day, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I love following him because he just has these ridiculous posts sometimes with action figures fighting each other.
It's like when he has writer's block, that's what he does, or something. Yeah, that's, like, Booster, the one thing to make a Batman book better is, I don't know, it's been a while. I don't think we've seen a Booster Gold Batman team up ever. I mean, well, there definitely was a team up in Brave and the Bold cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened. There was an episode there. I'm trying to think of the comics, though. It's so exciting.
So this wasn't on the notes either, but I'll just bring it up because it just popped in my head. Did you see DC got in trouble for a tweet involving Doomsday Clock the other day?
No, what happened? Ooh, this is scandalous news, everybody. We never get this.
So, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, they posted, because something happened with, like, the real-life Doomsday Clock, which I don't pay attention to, because it's just a bunch of bull, in my opinion. And so they posted, essentially, like, don't worry about the Doomsday Clock, or the real Doomsday Clock. Go to your local comic shop and buy Doomsday Clock issue 3 to take your mind off of it. Oh, and people lost their shit.
No, they didn't. Holy shit. Oh, man. DC. That's awesome. I don't even care. That's hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious, too. Hours later, they issued an apology.
They got so much publicity off it, though. That's perfect. Hey, don't worry about dying in a nuclear explosion and being burned to death. Go read Doomsday Clock while it's happening. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you read any comics this week?
Yeah, but there's definitely an intern at DC that got fired this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I missed Thanos. I didn't realize that came out. I read Doomsday Clock, number 3.
As did I.
And we talked about it. It's I had Rednecks, but I realized that was an issue behind on that, so I gotta read both of those. Doomsday Clock. Wow. It was like we said, it was the first issue that really jumped on and like got you like wanting more. Comedian's back. He was back in issue 2, but
he's like back now.
We didn't realize. Well, I guess he was just always alive, right? Dr. Manhattan kind of saved him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. The whole conversation between Batman and Rorschach, I did not see that going where it went.
No, I was like, what the hell?
I was like, oh man, he's helping him out, and then he's like, just kidding, I'm locking you up in Arkham because you're crazy, and I was like, what?
We also got a new Batsuit, which was a combination of Batman Inc. and Scott Snyder's Batman.
Yes. I noticed what Earth we're on, though. Just from the Batsuit. Yeah, so I read this issue this week, and I realized what Earth we're on, because I've seen when he shows the Batsuit, it's the yellow symbol, and it's like kind of sticking out from the suit. That's Earth 1 Batman, so we're on Earth 1 now. Which is the Batman that Geoff Johns wrote and Gary Frank drew, so it kind of makes sense.
Hmm.
At least that's the same suit as Earth 1 Batman, if anyone noticed that. So I'm guessing that means we're on Earth 1.
See, I think we're on Earth Prime, because we started off with the traditional Batman suit, and yeah. They had said that Batman's getting a new suit this year.
Well, I mean, one of the suits, it's, I don't know. Because the way he drew it, the way Gary Frank drew it was Earth 1 Batman, so I don't know if that's just the way he draws Batman still, or if it's like that bat symbol was Earth 1. I don't know.
I'll say it'll be disappointing if this was all Earth 1.
Yeah.
At least to me. But
well, maybe Earth 1 is the new Earth Prime? I don't know.
I doubt that.
Multiversity is very confusing right now with whole, like, the Doomsday Clock thing. Yeah, so that was interesting. I mean, they locked up Rorschach, which was kind of crazy. We actually got to see, the Mime and, what's her name?
I keep wanting to say Ventriloquist, but that's not right.
It's something like that. The Puppeteer or something.
Yeah. But I want more Mime. He is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, so come to find out that his weapons are invisible. He just mimes what he has, and like he mimed the gun, and I really wanted it to work, and it did. Like, he's pretending to hold a gun and it shot the guy in the head. I'm like, that was awesome. And then they find out they're hanging out where the Joker is, like at the carnival
mm-hmm.
area. And I'm like, oh, so they're gonna meet the Joker, which is gonna be interesting. I don't know if I've like, you don't get to see the Joker talking multiverse with people very often, so I'm wondering how that's gonna go down.
Yeah. And I wanna say I called it, even though it was obvious as all could be that they were gonna meet up with the Joker at some point because they were his counterparts.
Yeah, so I wonder which Joker this is gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, oh man, I can't wait. And then they're like, okay, just kidding. 2 months from now.
See, and it's still in the back of my head because I love Snyder's run so much that like there's 3 Jokers, and we still haven't really had that explained to us. So I keep hoping that, like, Mime is going to be a Joker.
I don't know. If they reveal that, I think it's going to be in, I think it's going to be in this series, the whole three Joker thing.
I hope so. Because I hope the comedian's one of them. I really do.
Oh, that would be great. And all three Jokers are on the one Earth right now?
Yeah, and I don't know if Mime's going to be a Joker. I would seriously doubt that, but I want Mime just to be around.
Yeah.
Like there's so many cool things you can do with that.
Yeah, that's so cool. He's kind of overpowered, you think about it. If he really just conjures up things that are like his imagination, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and then they're like, okay, you're enjoying it so much, now you have to wait 2 months for it. Great.
Thanks, Jeff Johns.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff Johns. What about you? You probably read some stuff this week.
I obviously got that. I got Thanos. You didn't read Thanos, but it was awesome. Not yet, no. They reveal who Ghost Rider is. I will not say it, but it is an awesome reveal. And
am I going to know who the character is?
Yes, you will know who the character is.
Yes.
I don't normally talk about this book, but this issue was special. Teen Titans number 16. I read Teen Titans because I like Damian Wayne a lot, and he's leading the Teen Titans. But this was actually written by Marv Wolfman. So I felt like it was a lot of fun. It was about Starfire, and I really enjoyed it. I got Action Comics number 996. So Superman and Booster Gold are in the future, and it's a world that's controlled by Kryptonians, and Zod has taken over. But it's not the Zod we know. It's General Zod's son.
So it's run by Little Zod.
Yeah.
Zod Jr.
It's been a lot of fun. There's Eradicators everywhere, and Booster Gold is a ton of fun. Avengers 677. So we're following Quicksilver in this, and as shit's going down, Quicksilver is trying to figure out where he like lies in all this, because nobody really trusts him, but he feels like it's unwarranted. And as he goes out to... So the Avengers split into two different teams to go fight the villains that are out there. And he knows that he can help one of the teams, but they don't allow him to come with. So as kind of shit hits the fan and both teams are down, he goes out to help. And in that moment, his sister Wanda is trying to save Vision from this freezing thing that's happening. Like a bunch of heroes are just frozen in place. And when she unfreezes Vision, she then freezes Quicksilver.
Oh.
Really good book. I've been really liking it. I'm excited to see how it ends up. Rednecks number 9, really good. I won't spoil it for you.
Oh, man, some crazy stuff happens in it.
Yeah. And then I got Marvel 2-in-1 number 2. And in this, Johnny and Thing go to Monster Island, which is the place where they went in Fantastic Four number 1, to figure out or define this thing that Reed Richards is trying to tell them to get so they can travel across the multiverse. And then we get a little backstory of kind of Ben and Reed before they were Mr. Fantastic and Thing, and them kind of playing a prank on Doom before he was Dr. Doom. And that was really interesting. And we find the object we need to be able to travel across the multiverse, and they can go save the Fantastic Four. And then finally, I read a trade this week. I got volume 2 of Tom King's Batman, I Am Suicide.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good read. I at first was not liking it. Like, the first couple issues, I was kind of like, this is not good. And then once you get to the end, about issue 4, it really like all ties together, and I really liked it.
Yeah,
the team was good. The story between him and Catwoman, especially since I know where it's ending up now.
Yeah, you know where it's going to head. Yeah,
the lead up is really great, and it's a really well written book. I got volume 3 sitting by the bed, and I'll probably be reading that this week if I get a chance.
Just naked Bane. sitting around.
Yeah, Naked Bane was a little weird.
Yeah, kind of strange.
A little weird.
Still don't know how I felt about Naked Bane.
Does he like, because I know the next trade is about Bane. Like, mm-hmm. Does he put the clothes back on?
Yeah, he has a suit. He's not just running around naked.
Okay. I was a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. So, Mike, where can everybody find you?
I'm on Instagram. That's a Ricker621, my friendly friends.
And I am on Twitter at Fortress Chris and Instagram at Fortress News Chris. Find the show at FortressComicNews.com or any podcast service you have except for Spotify because they're paying the ass and I'm trying to get us on Spotify.
We still like you, Spotify.
Remember, leave us a review wherever you are. And if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up if you're enjoying the show and subscribe to the channel. It means a lot to us. And if you're so inclined, patreon.com/FortressComicNews. And, you know, we got a bunch of shows on YouTube, and apparently I'm a writer now, so I'm writing stuff, and we're having tons of fun over here.
Yeah, lots of fun. I'm still working out, recording my awful gaming sessions, so I need to, I've been like, it's hard to like talk to myself and be entertaining and focus on the video games. I'm trying to practice that right now, so.
Yeah.
All right.
And well, we have some awesome guests lined up for you guys, too. So stay tuned through February. Yeah. I know I've got at least two scheduled through March and more I'm still talking to. So
spoiler alert, they're kind of famous.
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening, everybody.